Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity, revelation and manifestation. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Oloye Hoodoo Obeya Bokor. sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my works, my demonstration along this divine, blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin, and the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe, Ashe, Asheo. Today is April 8th, 2016. I want to first say happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, sister. Happy birthday. I want to give great, great, blessed birthday salutations to my sister, Tessie Hamilton Jackson. I most certainly love you, appreciate you, honor you. You are a critical part to who I am today. In terms of how I evolved, how I grew, you were there through the pains, you were there through the downtime, and I want to show great respect to you today on this April 8th, on your birthday. And I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the house of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this hoodoo obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. Please continue to join me and support me here at High Noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, always your leisure and convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. Do remember to put the little dash in between the and divine prince. To ensure that you do pull up the correct URL to get my show page. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967 if you are ready with your question, comment, or request. And I am very open to your calls and your comments and questions on today. At 347-215-8967. Press that number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I'll be glad to open your mic and invite you into the conversation. And be mindful of my website, my revamped, renewed, restructured website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Operating in 360 degrees of well-founded, documented experience, tradition, and practice is at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. www.thebrownsmith.com, and do continue to support. I appreciate all of you who go to my site and support my virtual temple groups, and indeed there are many. Some of you want to try something different. Some of you have different tastes, if you will. I might not be what you want to hear today. I might be too much today. But I do have various practitioners who do different things, from astrology, tarot, to other forms of divination, who can be found in my virtual king groups. And you can find that all on my new revamped website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I will be forward with more hoodoo, New Orleans voodoo secrets and recipes momentarily. If you raise your hand, please do be patient. I'll take your call momentarily. Just bear with me. All is a blessing.
Thank you.
Divine All Blessed, thank you for staying with me through that sacred ceremonial music. One of my favorite Haitian voodoo tracks, Potpourri Part 1, and there's also a Part 2 that I may have an opportunity to play at some point later in the show. I also wanted to remind you, and many of you already know and are aware, and I'm grateful for your support, your continued utilization of my services, and I'm speaking now particularly of readings and divination. I'm often asked about reading on air, and I'm one of the few practitioners who does not do readings live on air, and I have very many reasons for that, but the most simplistic and direct are, one, it's just not professional. As I was trained, as I was taught, as I was initiated, there's too much going on during traditional African divination to be able to perform that type of service live on a radio broadcast in particular, without participation from the other party, without very specific things being said, ritual practices being put into place. And it is for that very reason that I offer a diversity of ways of reaching me, establishing contact with me for a reading. People ask, well, you know, why is this, what's the difference between, you know, sending you an email and Earth Odyssey versus calling you on Keen? Do I need to be there in person? Why do some people say, you know, readings are different when they're not done in person? And there is a way to address all of those questions, both traditionally and practically. Now, my email consultation, those who contact me through my website, who send me an email request, and I often request that everyone send me an email request, it's orderly, it's professional. Your questions, comments, statements are in black and white, if you will, even if it's a virtual thing such as an email. There's no room for error there. It's very different with, oh, I asked you and I said and I told you, and then I'm supposed to then carry that into ceremony and respond, particularly when we're talking about email readings, respond with a detailed message with that disconnection going on. So the easiest thing, and the easiest thing for you, is always send me an email. I tend to respond to emails first. They go right to my cell phone if I'm not in my office. I'm able to see specifically what's being asked, what's being requested, what time, space might be available to you, and then we can easily move forward from there. Calling, and then leaving voicemails is not helpful. Do I listen to those voicemails? Absolutely. I got to be sure it's not my mother. I have to be sure it's not important. I have to be sure it's not my agent. I have to be sure it's not Joy calling me from the shop. I use it for business. But the voicemail clearly states, beloved, please send me an email request. I'd be more than happy to schedule time for whatever. Even if it were a free consultation, you are not going to get that without sending me an email request. Now, the next thing I want to cover is the difference between sending me a direct email. You get my full service, whether it's email consultation, phone consultation, and an agreement, an arrangement, an appointment for a meeting in the future here at the temple or in sacred space here in the city. You get the full Monty, if you will. The Keen availability is about availability. It's about convenience. It's about leisure. It's about being able to call me from anywhere in the world, and I've done readings for people from I would say every continent except Antarctica, the pole, but almost everything in between. It does cut down on timing, schedule in terms of getting together in the physical, particularly if you live out of city, out of state. Some people want to sort of meet with me, like now when the French Quarter Festival is going on, but those people have prearranged their appointments. You can't travel, pack, get to a hotel, and always expect to get an instantaneous, spontaneous reading. It's just not going to be possible in most cases, either with me directly or through me or any of the other readers, to include Voodoo Queen Kalinda Laveau at the shop. And for those who are unfamiliar, we're talking about Earth Odyssey 306 Charter Street, located here in the beautiful, historic, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, in the original New Orleans, Louisiana, which is the French Quarter, 70116. Our phone number there is 504-581-1348. And you can send emails by way of info@earthodysseynola.com. EarthOdysseyNola.com. We are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and we are available to do readings and consultations both in shop but also by way of telephone. My personal website link to Earth Odyssey is www.earth.com. E-A-R-T-H Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y, NOLA, N-O-L-A, which means New Orleans, Louisiana, for those of you who are familiar with who NOLA is, NOLA.com, EarthOdysseyNOLA.com. And then you want to put a / readings with Divine Prince, and you want to write that like one word, readings with Divine Prince, .html. And that is my direct Earth Odyssey link. I also have one for Voodoo Queen Kalinda Laveau, but I don't have it off the top of my head. I'll have it worked into my script, so I'll have it available to you at the next show. However, you can always click the main website, www.earthodysseynola.com, and then click on, I believe it says, get a reading, schedule a reading with, and it lists our various names, and then you can also arrange an appointment with her. Mention me, always mention me. We have not only our psychic readings and divination, but we have a full mineral gem, fossil, everything from the natural, raw, gemstone, mineral, fossil variety to more higher-end gold and silver jewelry. We have an online store, so you can shop from at home for your leisure and convenience, or you can come into the shop. But always mention me, whether it's for your purchase or for a consultation with myself, Voodoo Queen Kalinda Laveau, or any of the other practitioners at the shop, and you will receive 10% off of your purchase or 5% off of a reading with any practitioner, or you can get your first ounce of herbs. We sell magical ritual herbs there at the shop, and you can get your first ounce of herbs free. Always mention me, the Divine Prince, and the post and or broadcast that you heard or made contact with the information. And Joy or Jayantha or Leah or Kali or any of the other staff in the shop will be more than happy to assist you with your request. I'm going to take one more break before I run out of time here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I am humbled and honored always by those of you who continue to support, continue to visit, listen, and even contact me with your prayer requests, your ritual requests, comments, and questions. I'm truly honored and grateful for the outlet that is available to us, Blog Talk Radio. I will be for it momentarily. Potpourri number 9, Potpourri part 2, number 9. Potpourri part 2.
We're gonna make it.
But when you're struggling, you call her mom. when you've gone out into the streets and created some unnecessary, foolish, ego-based battle with someone and got your life in danger, then you call on Papa. Then you call on Dad. Then you want Papa Label to come to the rescue. You've taken some other woman's man. You're going off after some man that ain't got nothing, ain't trying to get nothing, ain't working towards nothing. You've watched him do it with the next woman, but you decide you want him. You in love. And now you want Frida and Erza Lee and Oshun to pull out all the stops. And you want it done in 28 days. You want it done in 24 hours. You want it done over the weekend and for the low, low. And it's increasingly disrespectful. Disrespectful. We've got to get serious about where our passions are, where our truths are, where our honor is. You know, it's not enough to say, oh, I don't believe in religion anymore. What do you believe in? And clarify that. Otherwise, you keep bouncing around and you keep wandering in the wilderness. And you got too much time on your hands to throw daggers and darts and envy and ugliness and to create these networks of frenemies that are really only based on ego, competition, fragile things, when what's truly whole, lasting, enduring, evident, real, authentic lies in the realm of spirit. I don't care what your title, I don't care what your affiliation, I don't care what your initiation. I watch your behavior. I monitor your demonstration. I monitor how you interact with me, how you interact with your community. We see your light, but we also experience your darkness. We see our own light, but we also experience levels of our own darkness. And that's why I continue to push the stones. I continue to push the crystal. They don't need a lot of yip-yap. They don't need a lot of conversation. They don't need a lot of overthought in terms of technology and science and metaphysics and ritual. I just ask, I often tell my clients, I just ask, just hold it, pray with it, meditate with it, absorb its energy, use your imagination if you have to, absorb its energy, but also send your energy into the stone, the piece, the talisman that you're working with. And listen, you know, artisans, jewelry makers, sometimes even gifts. I totally get, you know, where are your $2 crystals, your $5? I totally get that. But when you're talking about spirit, practice, religion, personal growth, evolution, healing tools, I don't go in looking at price tags on my stone. And I don't go in looking for the smallest thing, the most minute thing. I look for what I need in that moment. And some of you are ready to graduate to some better stones, some better specimens. You're missing some of the most unique and empowering features of the mineral kingdom by limiting yourself to economics. And these stones can indeed play a role in economics. I've seen it happen for myself and for others. I don't spend money on a stone that I don't have. But I've also seen them work. Power, miracle. Stone chooses me. I decide that I'm going to make that purchase, and it comes. The gig comes. The work comes. So let's be more true. Let's be more authentic. Let's be more grounded. Our ancestors are watching. The Loa and the Risha and the deity are watching. The Most High and the creators are watching. and they're waiting for us to get serious about our commitment. Until next time, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing, I believe I'll be with you Sunday at noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, here on Block Talk Radio. All is a blessing. I'm going to leave you with Kala Maya Salam, Congo Square.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly, we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us, inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate, a world heralded by the beat, be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart beat, heart beat, heart be at this place be heart be we beating place in new world space, beating being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be bambula dance, be banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget, even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget, even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate whip out of us.
Whoa.
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit.
Way.
No matter how much of us they prohibit.
Jesus.
Deep inside us is us.
Listen.
Deep inside Listen. Us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning, a sun day, a feel, a feel without shade, but dark. Dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Be. Beat. Be. Beat.
So.
Congo Square. Be. Congo Square.
Blackhawk, and make sure you put a bloodstone in that Gregory.